Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
Hey, would no spin be okay? I think it's a great idea. You know, so much noise out there. Everybody's got their agenda. We're going to give it to you straight. No spin, just the facts.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
Just the facts, ma'am. Sir.
Got good facts for Tuesday's trade.
You're happy. I can see it on your face.
We've had four very nice days. Tuesday's trade, the Dow up 95. S&P up 13. NASDAQ up 34. All of those numbers were better throughout the day, but those are good closes. Particularly coming off four positive days for the S&P and the NASDAQ. Gold off a little bit, down $6 at $16.21. Oil a little bit of a bump up at $84.41, not much. Tens at $162, so some money coming out of tens. And the euro at, let's call it $127. But really everything in the market, you know, there were some pressure points in the market on Tuesday. We had a housing starts number that was really significantly worse than we were looking for. Analysts were hoping for 720,000 annualized rate of new housing starts. We got 708,000.
Isn't that close enough?
No. It's not a very good number. Okay. Building permits were up quite a bit, but that you can't learn anything from that.
That doesn't really tell me a lot.
That doesn't tell you anything. And then on Germany, very mixed news coming out of Europe. German officials said there were no plans to use the EU rescue funds to buy the bonds of other troubled countries, meaning specifically Spain and Italy. But then the G20 meeting came out and had a little press conference, and they said that Chancellor Angela Merkel might surrender to market pressure amid rising bond yields in Spain. So basically, I think those two news items canceled each other out. And we had a couple of pieces of interesting corporate news. Bank America has decided that they're going to sell off their overseas wealth unit to Julius Baer. Bank of America continues to sell off valuable assets. To me, that's a sign of a company that's in a lot of trouble.
It's not a good sign. Now, which of the brokerage firms did they buy?
They bought Merrill.
Merrill, that's right. Okay.
This is for overseas wealth management.
But does this portend anything with regard to Merrill?
Not right now, but okay. There's been a lot of talk about doing either a tracking stock spinoff of Merrill to raise some capital or just possibly selling it outright.
Well, didn't they have a lot of defections with their brokers? Leaving.
They've had a lot of defections. They're still fighting off a lot of losses from the Countrywide purchase, which is a total disaster. I mean, for a while, they were just buying any company they could buy with their previous CEOs, so they're still trying to come back from that. Speaking of financial services CEOs, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon testified in front of the House today rather than the Senate. Last week was the Senate. Today was the House.
So Tuesday
was the
House. In school?
It was a disaster.
Was it? Why?
These House of Representative guys. At this.
You know what they remind me of is a big hall of frat boys.
Yeah, there are undoubtedly some very brilliant people there. But the ones that are on TV asking questions like, the one question that got
Animal
me was,
House.
No, one of the congressmen said to Mr. Dimon, is it possible that you could lose $500 billion in a trade? And Jamie Dimon said, yeah, it's possible. If the moon hits the earth, it's possible. It's just like, you know,
did he
come
say
on.
That?
Yeah.
I love it.
Do you even know what a trillion is? So that was a whole big waste of time. Microsoft rallied pretty strongly after their announcement of their own tablet launch called the Surface. It has a built-in keypad. It has a built-in screen stand. So some pretty good press for them. Walgreens said they are purchasing a company called Alliance Boots, which is not a footwear maker.
What do they make?
It's basically a pharmacy and personal beauty company. They're an English company. They were owned by private equity, but Walgreens is buying them for they're buying 45% of them for close to $7 billion in stock.
There's a joke there. I just don't have time to figure it out.
Yeah, well, there's always tomorrow. Okay. JCPenney sold off pretty strongly. They announced their president, Michael Francis, is leaving the company. He just got there 8 months ago.
Well, he's the president?
He's the president.
So the CEO said you're going?
Yeah, I think
board?
The CEO is probably trying to put bodies in front of his, is my guess.
I see.
You know, this is the guy that came, that invented the Apple Store and came from Apple, and it has just been an unmitigated disaster since he got here. So all that being said, it's all nice and fuzzy, warm, fuzzy news, but really it all comes down to Wednesday's two-day meeting of the Fed. Actually started Tuesday. We get the announcement on Wednesday, the press conference from Chairman Bernanke. It seems that all of the street is expecting an extension of Operation Twist. And if we get that, then I think that'll be a positive for the market. If we don't get that, we could easily unwind the last 4 days rally pretty easily.
That's probably the thing. Any more bond buying or is it just more twisting?
Well, they could do anything. I've seen an extension of Operation Twist. I've seen an announcement that the potential for an announcement that they announced that extremely low interest rates extend to 2015, even 2016. So they have some tools left.
I think that's going to happen. Yeah.
But we need to see something or this rally could be undone easily.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with another interesting guest for you.
Real people, real problems, real solutions. Real Money with David Holland, the TV show. Watch every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Bright House Channel 49.
If you think Holland Financial is just David Holland, think again. Hi there, this is David Holland, and I'm proud to tell you that over the last 15 years, I've worked hard to build a professional, qualified, and great financial team. Holland Financial has 13 dedicated employees, including 4 certified financial planners, 3 chartered financial consultants, and our own chartered financial analyst, and a fantastic support staff. So if you're looking for financial advice you can count on, call Holland Financial at 671-7526. That's 671-7526. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing to bring you very interesting guests. And so today's guest on the program is Mr. William Roberts. He is a career expert and education activist, and he is an author. And he also has a blog, the blog of William Roberts. And you'll love this website. Okay, ready? IKnowYouRemember.com. That's so cool. William, welcome.
Thanks, David. I had to take the URL because apparently there's 4,000 other William Robertses out there. I thought, just like the David Holland, who's also the well-known bass player, has one of your URLs, right?
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, if somebody does a search just for David Holland on, you know, Yahoo or whatever, they might see the bass player or they might see the financial planner. But I'm glad that you have an easy-to-remember website, IKnowYouRemember.com. Now, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. We have William on the line with us today because he is going to talk with us about something that really hasn't been discussed that much in the press or in, you know, financial publications. And the question that he's going to help us figure out or answer is college a good investment? So how's that for a softball, William?
That sounds fantastic. I'll grab that. And a lot of people think, you know, well, duh, yes. It's a great investment. I want to send my kids to college. You know, traditionally, college has been a great return. You know, you're more likely to be employed. You're more likely to earn more. But there's a change in the numbers lately. It's becoming where, you know, you're not guaranteed to get a job, to get a successful career just by getting a degree. I'm not saying that the value of the degree is diminished or that there's no value in going into college or pursuing higher education. I'm not, you know, part of that crowd at all. But what I am saying is that it would be very valuable to diligently look at why you're going to college or why you're sending your child to college and why it's important and what type of return that you can get. And the subject of college ROI seems to be becoming a little bit more popular. There's companies like PayScale that produce periodic reports on real, you know, life individuals that have graduated school, what their income is, and, you know, they're doing some calculations. There's different methodologies. And most, you know, career planners or career counselors would tell you absolutely you need to get a degree. But there's a big difference between picking, you know, the right degree and the wrong degree or the pursuit as far as what your ultimate career is going to be. And with the rising cost of tuition and with the rising unemployment rates, sometimes going to college can actually hurt a lifelong career.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have William Roberts on the line with us. He has a blog, IKnowYouRemember.com. That's the name of the website, IKnowYouRemember.com. And we're talking about whether college is a good investment. You know, the thing that strikes me, William, is the whole concept of justifying, you know, if you start talking about ROI, which is return on investment, you know, a big part of that is what you spend. So I think it's not only the question of is college a good investment, because I think a lot of people would say, yeah, it's got to get you somewhere. Although, as you said, in the current job market, maybe not so much. But the cost, I mean, I can say as an employer at Holland Financial, my company, I can tell you that, you know, when I look at a resume and I'm looking at, you know, the qualifications, if I'm looking for somebody with a college degree, I'm not as concerned about the college as much as I am the field of study, what kind of, you know, do they, you know, so help us understand a little bit about that cost component. There's a lot of choices in terms of what somebody could spend for a degree, right?
Absolutely. And you know, we know that the cost of a college degree in general is rising and dramatically. If you look at some of the numbers from 2008 to 2010, there's been overall about a 15% increase, which, you know, as a financial expert yourself, David, you know that's not very sustainable compared to other costs and what's going on. But, you know, to answer your question, there is a methodology that you can approach to make college worthwhile. And I think it should be really considered. And I feel that a lot of parents don't even consider the option of not sending their kid to college. And I'm not an advocate of that, but the Bureau of Labor Statistics recently reported that there's about 17 million Americans that are currently in positions, they're employed in careers that didn't require their college degree to begin with. Now, I'm not saying it didn't hold any value, and you said as an employer that when you're looking at a resume, you know, the college degree is a, you know, irrespective of where they went, what school they went to, what they studied, just having that accomplishment, you know, that milestone really, you know, has been differentiating a lot of candidates. But now with so many graduates flooding the market, a lot of areas are becoming a lot more competitive. So what your degree is in is now playing a huge factor. For example, if you're looking at, you know, what are the best majors, what are the worst majors, the three highest unemployment rates among college graduates are, you know, number one is liberal arts, second would be history, and then third would be clinical psychology, because most of the people educated in those fields, they're probably, you know, their greatest career pursuit would be to be a professor at a university. I mean, that's really the top of the rung. And our whole academic system is kind of aligned towards producing more professors. It's not necessarily aligned towards producing innovative workers and, you know, entrepreneurs and, you know, strong technology leaders, you know, the things that, you know, the positions that our America is growing into.
Yeah, William, let's do this, because you are talking to an entrepreneur. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and continue our conversation about college, the justification of going to college, and is it a good investment? We have William Roberts on the line with us, and we'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back, and we have joining us on the program today, William Roberts, a career expert, education activist. He's got a book coming out called The College Unicorn, which is a cool name. That's going to be available on Amazon in July. So, William, before the break, we were talking about, you were sharing with us about some of the degrees that are somewhat limiting right now in terms of employment opportunities.
Yes.
Clinical psychology, history, and
liberal arts.
Liberal arts. And so if you got the bottom three, can you give us the top three?
Well, yeah, the top three, or, you know, there's a lot of different ways to approach what is the best. If you're looking strictly by employability, you know, maybe a degree isn't necessarily the best pursuit. But if you're looking for what I would consider one of the most important factors in planning a career, which is earning power, the power alleys, or the majors that I would recommend would be either in the legal field, the financial field, the medical field, or the business management sector. And a lot of those, you need a degree to be successful in that profession.
Definitely.
You know, you can't necessarily be a renowned doctor without some type of doctorate. You know, you're not going to be able to pass the bar without a solid, you know, legal education. So that's when college is necessary, and that's where you're going to get the biggest, you know, bang for your buck, if you will, on a degree.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, we were talking earlier in the program about, you know, if I'm looking at resumes, you know, I want to make that point even more clear. If I'm looking at a resume, I'm looking at the position. It may or may not need a college degree, but if it does, then I'm more focused on that, maybe that person having a finance degree from, say, one of our Florida schools like Florida State or University of Florida, as opposed to, say, having a history degree from, you know, name whatever Ivy League school. I'm going to be more interested in the field of study. So I think for our listeners that are either thinking about college or for their children, you know, now's the time to really take a hard look at that. Now, here's a big question I'm sure our listeners want me to ask you. What is causing the cost of this higher education, college and universities, to go up so much?
Well, it's a bubble. You know, there's two factors, I would think. One is that it's a misplaced value on the degree itself. And there's a lot of for-profit schools that are taking advantage of this. And this is probably the fundamental reason we're having such astronomical student debt, which,
yeah,
you know, probably well know, topped over $1 trillion recently.
Wow.
That's exceeding credit card debt. I mean, there's senior citizens paying off student loans out of their Social Security income.
You're kidding me. You're kidding, right?
No, this is, this,
oh my
is
gosh,
happening. There's an education crisis, you know, and it, you know, the ship isn't on fire and sinking quite yet, but, you know, it is taking on some water. And the trend, you know, the increase, you know, is not sustainable, as we mentioned earlier, with how it's tracking. And the important thing to do is, you know, not necessarily, you know, panic or avoid college altogether, but is to really plan. You know, David, you know, in your book, Confessions of a Financial Planner, you share an analogy that most people spend more time planning their next vacation than they do their retirement.
Absolutely.
The same is with, you know, with college. It's college and pray planner, you know, college and hope. You know, as soon as he gets the degree, they'll get a job. But I look around me, people in my social circle, my brother's got a 4-year degree in communications, and he was mopping floors at a Pick and Save. And, you know, my wife has a degree in biology, and she's a stay-at-home mom. And I can go on and on about a lot of friends and family that have, you know, higher education degrees. They're unemployed. They can't find a job in their field. And it really relates to they do a very good job planning their career. And it starts early. It starts in high school.
You know, that's so true because, you know, a lot of the people that are in high school think, you know, the way they do the career tracks, and they're already thinking about it, which is fantastic. I had no idea what I wanted to do in high school, and I went to college, and I started out going pre-med. I mean, I didn't know. And then I said, well, I'm going to, you know, I'm not sure this is for me when I hit that zoology class. And then I decided to go into business, said, well, I'm going to do accounting because I'm not sure what I want to do in business, but accounting is the language of business. And then, of course, flash forward 20 years, that accounting, of course, is a great foundation for me. But I ended up using it in a different way by being a financial planner. So the same is true for, you know, people today.
Yes, the finance field is one of the power alleys that we recommend in the book, The College Unicorn, because it hits almost any facet of business. You need financial knowledge. That coupled with, you know, one of the other students' interests could drastically increase their chances of having a successful career and earning enough to, you know, get past that threshold of, you know, the average income earner.
Absolutely. Well, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, we have William Roberts on the line with us. He's a career expert, educational activist. The blog is iknowyoullremember.com, and we'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. William Roberts is on the line. He is a career expert, educational activist, and he has a blog. IKnowYouRemember.com is a website. And here's the next big question we've got to address, William. For a lot of parents out there, the big question they want to know is, if they've sent their child off to college, how can they keep the adult children from moving back home?
I'm happy that you asked me that, David. A solid plan is really what you need to help. You know, ultimately, it's up to the student. If the student doesn't want to succeed, they're not going to succeed. But as a parent, there's a lot you can do. I would offer the following advice, you know, the several tips. Number one, as soon as they're in school, they're out to college, convert their room. The day they move out, figure out what that bedroom's now going to become. You know, make it a workout room, a study, something like that. And, you know, set that expectation that you're not coming back here with that one move.
Wow.
Another thing you can do is start the job countdown. Now, you don't want to be pushy, but you want to know, hey, you're going to be graduating in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it takes. And at that point, your next step will be to become employed.
You know what, William, do they have they've got the clock, which is for a countdown to retirement. I wonder if they have one of those that's a count up to employment that they could put in their dorm room or their apartment.
We're building that right now, David.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let the cat out of the bag. I'm sorry. See, smart people think alike. That's good stuff. No, I think that's a fantastic idea because you know what? I'll be honest. When I was back in college, again, it seems like yesterday, but also 100 years ago, at the time, it's like you're going through college and that was kind of your life. And you really didn't think that far ahead. But, you know, then you get maybe 6 months or a year out. You're like, okay, well, this is about to end. And I've got to get some things that, you know, being an accounting major at the time, I kind of knew my career path, but I think that's really smart.
You're right, David. I mean, when you're in school, the goal for a student, the mindset is like, you just got to finish school. Don't drop out. Don't get bad grades. You know, got to graduate. And when graduation day comes, what now? You know, what do I do? And that should be thought about before you even go to college in the first place. You really need to have a plan. You really need to think about the decisions that you're making, because I mean, you know, not only are you enjoying, the college atmosphere, you know, a lot of the things that people say are value in college isn't necessarily an investment in your future. It's more
of a
commodity that they're consuming. You know, drinking a lot is not networking skills. You
you're not going to take that away from college and be able to apply that unless, you know, whatever industry you go to, they drink like fish and you got to keep up.
And that's why you want to know exactly why you're going to school, what the goal is, what type, you know, what you're going to be when you grow up, and why you've made that decision. And I think one of the factors that a lot of people leave out is the earning power of a career choice.
Yeah, that was the next thing I wanted to ask you about, is the importance of the earning power when you're selecting your career. And you've got like this 90-10 rule. How's that work?
Here's how it works. You know, and obviously two career experts will always agree that the third one is wrong here. This is my opinion. This is how I approach. I've taken these studies so I can better educate, you know, my children, and I can advise them in the future. And I've turned this into a business for myself. But the 90-10 split is where it's at. It's historically predictable. It's always the case that a small percentage of the population controls the majority of the wealth. And if you can break into that 10% of income earners, if you can reach that level, the chances of you becoming financially independent and enjoying all this life has to offer are much greater than hitting a mediocre level and earning an average amount. You know, money isn't everything, but it does solve money problems. And, you know, once the money problems go away, you can live life worry-free and enjoy some of the lifestyle goals that you may have set for yourself.
So depending on your background, you know, obviously there'd be maybe more or less momentum toward, you know, being propelled into that top 10%, but what you're saying is you develop really a deliberate strategy with your college and the career choice to punch in or punch a hole in and get inside that tent where all the 10% people are.
It's the Vince Lombardi thing. If you're not planning to succeed, you're planning to fail, right?
That makes sense to me. Well, that's very interesting.
Thanks, David.
So what here's the big question I have as both a parent and also I'm sure other parents out there. How much, we're going to ask, Lisa's telling me we're going to take a quick break. When we come back here, I'll give you a second to think about this, William. How much how much should a parent be involved with helping their child make that college choice and also, you know, that took the field of study. So we'll be right back to answer that question, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
And we're back. If you're just joining us, I have William Roberts on the line with us, career expert, education activist. The blog of William Roberts, the website is iknowyoulremember.com. That's very cool. Okay, so I gave you the big question before the break, William, about parental involvement with some of these decisions that the young adults going off to school need to be thinking about in terms of the field of study, the major, the college, the cost. Mm-hmm. I suppose cost has a, you know, that cost factor has a lot to do with how much the parents are involved in funding the mm-hmm. education.
Yes, there's really no right answer as far as how much involvement a parent should take in their child's life. You know, the automatic response, you know, in the subconscious is, you're not going to tell me how to raise my kids, no matter what you say there. But I think that, you know, if you look at like Sho Yano, have you heard about this guy? He's a doctor, graduated at age 21.
Wow.
You know, modern day Doogie Howser type. You know, probably had one of those tiger mom type parents. I feel that the parents there, they're involved, they're supportive, they're educated, they're providing the best advice possible. That the child's going to have a higher likelihood of success if the parent takes on that responsibility and says, okay, it's about getting them out the door. They're 18, they're off to college, but I have a continuing responsibility beyond that to keep sharing what I know and my advice. You know, I feel that they should do that. I think that any parent wants their child to succeed, but the key is a lot of parents don't really understand how the current education system works. All they know is what they've experienced, what their generation has experienced. They haven't really been focusing on, you know, what the numbers are and what the case is right now as far as career planning. So I feel before, you know, a parent would start, you know, pushing advice, maybe they should do what they can to educate themselves and make a solid case, you know, to their student, because ultimately their kids are going to do what they want to do. But you, as a parent, you can only provide the best advice that you have.
Well, that's fair enough. And, you know, I think obviously it's going to be an individual decision, and some young adults are going to want more input than others. And but I think it's essential for the parents to be involved. Well, we've had William Roberts on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen. Again, a little bit of information. His website is iknowyoulremember.com. And the book, which is very cool, is coming out in July, and you can pick that up on Amazon.com. So make sure you check back. And the name of the book is The College Unicorn. And what's the subtitle?
Exposing the Myth of Traditional College and Career Planning.
Excellent. All right. Well, then we will check that out. William, thanks for being on the program with us.
Excellent, David. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the program.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.